Right now, however, I want to say hello to somebody who is a regular part of our program at this time, and that is Mr. Mike Brennan. Mr. Mike Brennan, how you doing?
Fine, Mr. Foster Brown. How are you?
Very good. Mike is the editor of MI Tech News, and we have him on every week at this time, to tell you a little bit about the headlines there, give you kind of a sampler of the kind of things that Mike covers with MI Tech News. And by the way, it's growing to be an incredibly complete media resource with information, articles written about technology, entrepreneurial articles, and many other things that are going on in our state of Michigan and around the world, but particularly focused on Michigan, but now also a great source of audio content coming from tremendous number of resources. And we'll talk about that in just a little bit. But Mike, let's talk about some of the headlines to give people kind of an idea of the things that you're doing. The first title that caught my eye was that news about Pure Michigan and the spending in Michigan. Incredible.
Well, $23 billion overall, but when you read the fine print, they do a report with this professional group out of, I think it's out of the East Coast somewhere, and it turns out that they can account for $1.2 billion of that traffic coming directly from the ads, which is not bad.
Wow.
And they only spent, $12 million on the ads, so it's about $7 a head.
Wow.
Return, seven times return, so it's not bad.
I've always been very proud of that campaign because it is such a classy ad. And folks, one proof that it's working is that incredible return on the dollar, which is wonderful as well. Another thing I saw here, and matter of fact, I was quoting this just the other day to somebody about talking about how important the tech workforce is here in Michigan. You've got some stats about Washtenaw County in particular.
It's really, everyone knew that Ann Arbor was a real hub for technology development. All you got to do is go downtown and see Google and some of these other
sure.
major players. But the U of M just came out with a study that shows that about 17% of the jobs over the next couple of years are all going to be in tech, and they're going to generate at least 2,000 tech jobs, at least.
Wow. So, you know, it was interesting. I was talking to one of my grandsons about that, and he's a math whiz and loves math. And I said, Benny, you got to hang into that and really get into that. He's in his junior year in high school, and I'm hoping that he'll take that math expertise and just fly with it, because he's going to, just the world is open to him. The world is his oyster here in technology, and anybody with that kind of skill. Hey, one of the last things.
There's a big shortage of candidates for those jobs.
That's
there's
right.
lots of openings right now.
So. That's right. Couldn't be in a better state with that kind of a skill, because if you're growing up in this area, folks, encourage your kids who have those kind of skills to stick around and to get the training. By the way, the last thing I saw here, and this has to do with something with a new window you're opening up on news, and that is that the University of Michigan is going to be hosting a Maker Fest coming up in April, and that kind of ties into something that you're doing.
Yeah, I was really intrigued by this. I heard something in January from the woman who started the Grommet, which is like the spot you go to buy and sell and invest in and all this jazz and these arts and craftsy kinds of things and engineering and all sorts of things. But anyway, long and the short of it is I'm going to create a makers movement section, and I have created it at MI Tech News to really look at that growing industry.
Great. Mike, thank you so much for being here, folks. Don't forget, go to internetadvisor.net and just click on subscribe, and it's all yours for nothing.